Hello and welcome to Mailbox, Radio Prague's weekly program for your views and comments. First up, we have this letter from S.J. Yagbula from Nigeria.
I and my family are devoted listeners to Radio Prague's broadcasts in English. However, the way the mystery person component of Mailbox is being handled now is too discouraging. How can it be that out of all of us who got the right answer in the last mystery person contest, only one person was given a prize instead of the usual four? In fact, the gesture is pregnant with negative meanings.
As far as we are concerned, the negative meanings are called budget cuts. In case you didn't follow our broadcasts closely in the past few months, Radio Prague faced the prospect of having to close down its shortwave service as a result of a substantial reduction of the station's budget. The good news is that Radio Prague remains on the air, but the bad news is that we need to look for every little opportunity to save money. Besides, reducing the number of winners from 4 to 1 each month only brought the English section in line with all the remaining 5 language departments, as our listeners enjoyed special treatment for several years in this respect. It was nice while it lasted, but I'm afraid we need to adapt to a new reality now. Bob Boundy writes from New Zealand.
I now have a permanent antenna outside, and since listening at 0800 UTC at 9 p.m. our time, reception has been excellent. I hope that when your time change takes place, that the time and frequency will stay the same. I got the first QSL card of the Czech writers and was very impressed with it, so I will collect all of them. I use Radio Prague's website a lot. I'm also glad that Radio Prague is keeping the shortwave service going. It has certainly made me and many other listeners down here very happy.
It made Radio Prague staff very happy too, believe me. I'm afraid we still don't know whether and how the frequencies will change as of the end of March. Here's an email from John from the US state of Montana.
I just stumbled across your soundcheck program on the internet, and it's really great. How did you know English speakers would enjoy learning Czech phrases from lyrics of songs? That's very clever for certain. Could you explain the title of the song by Lucia from the show Jan Wellinger did titled If You're Afraid, Don't Go Into the Forest? The song title is Dobra Kočka, Ktera Nemusa. Would that translate as something like Good Forest Cat?
Dobrá kočka, která nemlsá translates literally as a good cat that doesn't eat on the sly. It also happens to be the title of an engraving by the 17th century Czech-born artist Wenceslaus Holler. It features the head of a cat and a Czech and German inscription Dobrá kočka, která nemlsá and Das ist eine gute Katz, die nicht nascht. The title has been translated as A Good Cat Which Never Steals, or It's a Good Cat That Doesn't Steal Tidbits, or A Good Cat Is Not Greedy. Tommaso De Benedetti listens to Radio Prague in Rome, Italy.
I'm an enthusiast Italian listener of the splendid program Mailbox. I'm a journalist here in Rome and I listen to you every Sunday. Your program is very, very important because it's an intelligent, important space for shortwave listeners worldwide. I think that Radio Praha's shortwave broadcast is fantastic, the best worldwide. And I want to suggest to you to continue and to increase your shortwave program, and in general the world service of your great Radio Praha.
Thank you very much for that. We really appreciate encouragement and, in fact, all listener feedback in these volatile times. We are happy to know that you are out there following our broadcasts. Also, you may be interested to know that Radio Prague launched its own profile on the social networking site Facebook. Some of you may have noticed that. You can become a fan of Radio Prague and be informed of the day's feature in your newsfeed. You will find a link to Radio Prague's profile on Facebook on our website, radio.cz. And all we have time for now is our regular quiz question. This month, we are asking you to tell us the name of the 10th century Bohemian nobleman, priest, bishop and missionary who traveled around Europe and was killed while trying to spread Christianity in Prussia. He's the patron saint of Bohemia, but also Poland, Hungary and Prussia. Please send us your answers by the end of February to english@radio.cz or Radio Prague 12099 Prague, which are also the addresses for your reception reports, questions and comments. Thanks for listening today, and until next week, take care.
Pavla will be back same time next week. In the meantime, if you'd like to check out this week's mailbox online, you can do so at radio.cc.